This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues at this hour in the U.S. Senate. Senators have rejected three attempts by Democrats to subpoena documents related to the charges against the president. The votes along party lines blocked motions from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer to subpoena records and documents from the White House, the Office of Management and Budget, and the State Department related to Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Schumer told reporters the president's defense lawyers aren't saying why they object to the Democrats' requests.
None of them directly address why there shouldn't be witnesses and documents. They talk about how bad the House is. I don't agree with that at all. But they don't argue one. They don't make a single argument why there shouldn't be witnesses and documents. That speaks volumes.
The president's legal team has been arguing that President Trump did nothing wrong and that his actions do not rise to the level needed to remove him from office. The president himself was not in Washington when the trial began. He was at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, along with teen climate activist Greta Thunberg. AP's Ed Donahue reports both were talking about climate change.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.